You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I'm going to ask you not to turn unless you want to. I'm in Luke chapter 2 tonight, just a real brief message in the candlelight service. And I hope that you'll listen very carefully. Thank you for coming tonight. I want to thank the orchestra, your faithfulness all year long. What a blessing it is to hear from you. I want to thank the video people. I was looking at all those lights down there on the steps. They look beautiful tonight. The pastors all lit them all. And then Brother John Morris, he noticed the other week the light was off on the cross. And he came and put it back on. He goes, I think it's too bright. I think it's just perfect, Brother John. It looks beautiful. The year was 1818. And on that night in Austria, a man was going to write a song. He was born in Austria. He died in Austria. It's a Christmas carol for the Christmas Eve service. It's this service. 1818. I never liked the song. I was a music director for years, and at Christmas you had to sing it, but I just did not like the song. It's a difficult one to sing. There's no oomph to it. You know, you get joy to the world. That's a big one. Hark the herald. That's a good one. Oh, come on. That's a good one. This one is dead as last year's Christmas tree. It's just dull. Until about 3 or 4 years ago, it became my favorite. I don't know how a song that I disliked leading became my favorite. Bobby Tafoya bought me a beautiful, beautiful plaque. It has the words on that. I hang it in this ready room 365 days a year. I think that which I hated has become my favorite Christmas song. Amen. I wonder, would you sing one stanza with me? A cappella, just silent. Get on a part. Holy. There we go. In another language. In 1863, President Lincoln was about to be shot a few months later. It came to America and they translated it in English. The man said, I was walking and I was thinking about the song, and I came to the city and I looked down into a city and the lights were glowing on the lanterns that night and the candles were going. And it was so peaceful. And that night I wrote Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm. You know what this world needs tonight? They need Jesus Christ. Amen. The world's not calm tonight. And I look at the Bible. The Bible says, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Here it is, because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus was born in a barnyard. Cattle were around. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, born in a barnyard because there was no room. And I just have to pose this question to each of us. Myself, I've asked myself throughout these weeks, I knew I was going to preach this. You know, I wonder, does God have full reign of my life? I hope he does. I want him to. I want to, fellas, I want to dedicate my life tonight for 2026 to be the best pastor this church has ever seen. I want to be more in the Word of God, more in prayer, more in soul winning, more in loving the people of God. I want to be what God, but there's going to have to be room in my heart. Room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Oh, there's room for Jesus. There ought to be room for Jesus. My question to you tonight, is there room at your heart, in your heart for Jesus? That Silent Night was translated in English 1863. The next year, 1864, someone wrote this song, Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for the holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart. Here it is. Lord Jesus. Here it is. There is room in my heart for thee. Could I ask you tonight to make room for Jesus Christ in your family? Make room for Jesus with your children. Tuck them in bed at night. Have nightly prayer with your children. Tell them every day you love them. Do small deeds all day long, all week long, that they say, my dad loves me. My mother loves me. I looked and we had a special day of the bus teenagers Sunday. And this section up here and that section and that section and the next one up there, all filled with teenagers. Those kids, the B ministry kids, been coming, and they have sent, they know how to listen in church now. They know how to use a song book. They know how to respond. It's so great. But you know, every Sunday as I preach to those bus teenagers, and they're so good, they're not walking out anymore. They're not on their cell phones. They've learned. They're at church. If I look at those kids, I would say 90 to 95%, Brother Flood, you know, they have no dad in the home. No dad in the home. What a sad commentary on America. 85% of the men in prisons all over the United States in prisons tonight, 85% have no dad. Dads, we're going to have to get real busy. We're going to have to make room in our heart for the Lord Jesus. But secondly, I see here quickly, the Bible says not only was there no room, but then I see shepherds, they're working at night. And that's what we ought to be. We ought to be workers all night long. And an angel appeared unto them and said, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. They were looking for the Savior. They were looking for a Redeemer. And a Savior was born. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost. Bethlehem, Calvary, Golgotha's Hill. Oh, what a Savior. And then, thirdly, and I'll close. I see Mary. Mary pondered all these things in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. God's people need to ponder tonight. Are you right with God? Are you right with your wife? Are you right with your husband? Are you right with your children? Are you right with your parents? Mary just pondered these things in her heart. An amazing act was taking place. And she said, I'm going to let it speak to my heart. I think of a little boy, true story. A little boy was born into a terrible home. And his mother and his dad both died when he was just an infant. He was taken and placed in orphanages and placed in homes. But everywhere he went, no one was kind to him. He finally was placed in a home of a woman who was a total drunk. She would beat that little boy, just beat him. I cannot wrap my mind around how you could ever use your hands to hurt a child. Brother Manley, you've been working 40 some years with those little bus kids, preaching to them. Can you imagine anybody hurting a bus kid? Any kid, any child. This woman was a drunk. She'd beat this boy. And he would sneak away from the house at times, and he'd go downtown. They had a toy store there. He was so dirty. He was so sloppy. He was never allowed in the toy store. But he'd go to that big glass window, and he'd press his hand up against the window like he was touching the toys. As a young boy, he got very sick. They took him to the hospital to die, and he did die. The owner of the toy store heard about this little boy that was never allowed in the store and never felt welcome in the store, but he touched the window, the glass, and the glass kept him from the toys. And the owner of that toy store got as many toys as he could and wrapped them up and took them to the hospital and gave him in the hospital all those toys. The little boy said this. He said, "These are mine?" They said, "Yes, sir, they're all yours." And he said, "There's no glass between. I can touch these toys. You know, my sin allows me not to touch Jesus. But oh, when he saved me, 69 years ago, when God saved me, he allowed me not only to touch the glass, but to have entrance through Calvary, through Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm saved." Amen. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Our Father, I pray tonight that we would all take inventory of our life. Are we right with thee? Are we right with one another? Is there room in our heart for thee?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.